I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Show. Now, Heidi Frankenhaircrack will be joining us a little bit later, but we have got to talk about The Bachelorette, honey. There were a lot of balls. Dodgeballs flying around. Tell you about that soon.
And plus, your word on the street is, honey, that Tyra Banks don't want any Real Housewives, baby, on Dancing with the Stars. And I know you want that tea, child.
And later, Headcrack will be chatting with the baby alien himself, a.k.a. Mark Sanchez, about his time on The Masked Singer. But, Brett, what you got first, mommy?
Well, y'all, it just got even more real between Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion. So Tory spoke out for the first time about his feelings toward Megan Thee Stallion after being charged with shooting her. He hopped on his IG Live last night where thousands tuned in, including Meg, was watching.
Ooh.
Now, he didn't outright say that he did not shoot Meg, but he did say that the information being spread about the incident is false and that he and Meg are still friends. Take a look, y'all.
I don't ever want to come off like I'm here to bash this girl or I'm here to talk down about this girl or ever be at a place where like I'm disrespecting her, because to me as a person, she's still my friend. No matter what, even if she doesn't look at me like that, I look at her like she's still my friend.
Megan apparently was not here for the friendship comment, and she responded via Twitter, "This genuinely crazy." Sherry, do you think it's a possibility that they could get back to a friendship after this?
Absolutely not. I mean, she done already said he crazy.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to dog men, but that's just like a man to be so deluded.
Well,
you shot the girl in her feet. And yeah, and I'm not getting on you, Chewy, because you're not deluded at all. But you shoot somebody in the foot and you still go, "But we still friends." This is not Cardi B getting back together with Allset because they arguing all the time. You shot your girl in the feet.
Right.
So, Portia, could you be friends with somebody that shot you, girl?
I don't give a damn what it seemed like. If your bullet from your gun reached my skin, we are enemies for life, okay?
Oh,
now, he should be glad that she's even been protecting him thus far, because I would have immediately told the police he did it. There he is right there, the little one over there hopping out the back of the car. It was him.
Do y'all think that he's trying to get the court of public opinion on his side, because he's got a case now? So to say, no, you know,
Sherry,
we're still friends, and he's trying to do that.
Sherry, you know what he's doing. He is reading the comments, and if you watch that live, he's reading the comments, and he's doing just what you say, using the court of opinion. Whatever they're saying, like whatever surface stuff they're saying, that's what he's using. Because all he had to do was say, "I didn't shoot her, Timbo did it. I didn't shoot her, Gerald did it." But he's not doing that.
Right.
And so that lets you know.
Well, moving on. Uh-oh, Portia, I'm feeling a certain kind of way. I don't like this.
Uh-oh.
You're not gonna like it. Is Tyra Banks throwing shade at Real Housewives? I'm already feeling, I'm like breaking out in the hives. I'm not liking it. OK Magazine is reporting that Tyra has declared that she does not want any Real Housewives cast members on Dancing with the Stars in the future. Unless, if there are no other celebrities who want to be on the show. Wait a minute, what?
That's cute, baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're not feeling this, but according to a source, Tyra thinks that the show needs to aim higher and the Real Housewives would not offer the kind of ratings boost that other reality stars from newer shows offer.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But Portia, I'm going to ask you this. I want to know, what do you think about this? Do you even believe that this is something that Tyra Banks could have really said, or you think it's just, you know, somebody's hating over there?
Oh my gosh. First of all, let me say, how will I survive? How will I survive without on Dancing with the Stars? I mean, Real Housewives of Atlanta are only the highest paid reality stars on television outside of the Kardashians.
That's right.
How will we survive? I don't know. I love Tyra Banks. I was on Celebrity Apprentice with Tyra Banks, and I know she loves Housewives, and she loves some good ratings. So I don't believe she said this.
I was about to say, Tyra needs to watch her mouth because our very own Portia Williams is an experienced UFC fighter. She's going to get the 1-2 from Portia. I'm just saying.
No, I am not a fighter. I am a lover, okay? I'm a lover. I want a salsa dance with Tyra, honey. I don't want to beat her down. Not at all.
But anyway, y'all, honey, in less shadier news, honey, baby, Miss Brad, honey, I was scrolling down my timeline, honey, on Instagram, and I see you shared a beautiful throwback video of you, the late, great Aaliyah, baby, Missy Elliott, and Lil' Kim, baby, doing a photo shoot.
Your look is based on your personality. You know what I mean? So as long as I'm comfortable, I can do whatever I want to do in hip-hop, as long as I'm confident within myself.
Look at that.
Wow.
Go ahead.
There it is. Legendary.
All right.
I love it.
So what do you remember most, Brad, tell me, from that day?
I just remember us talking and having fun and laughing. We had to take our shoes off. We didn't want to really show our toes. We had so much fun, though. It was so much unity. And rest in peace to Aaliyah. She was beautiful. Yes. She was a beautiful spirit. She was amazing to be around. And you know Missy and Lil' Kim, they're legends in my eyes, too. So I was just, when I saw this, actually my baby sent it to me. She was like, look at this. She was like, you should post it. And I was like, okay, but time got away and I didn't post it. And I think Missy posted it too, and I was like, oh my god, this is an amazing moment. I don't have this documented, but to see that just warmed my heart. It almost made me cry. That was a great day for real.
Brett, how do you feel you changed from then to now?
Oh my god, I'm a grown-ass woman now. I think before I make dumb decisions. I have a conversation. I woosah before I make, you know, react too fast.
Brad, do you think the biggest contribution to you having woosah is working with Gary every day? I mean, because you got the woosah not to beat his ass.
Beautiful.
All right, guys, well, moving on. Last night on The Bachelorette, it was more revealed about these guys than you all have ever seen before. That's right. Literally, these guys let it all hang out. So the guys played a game of strip dodgeball to see who got to be going on a group date with Claire. Now, it was five guys against five, and the losing team ended up being naked. Take a look at this clip.
You said you want a man with some balls? Let's go.
These guys really stepped up to the plate tonight. I wanted to see if they've got it in them, and they showed up, and I appreciate it so much.
Come on,
obviously, Claire got to see a lot more than we did because she's there. Most of the guys, they just kind of took it in stride. But one of the suitors, Yosef, he didn't even play. He was highly offended, honey. He was clutching his pearls off to the side, and he said it was classless and humiliating, and he wouldn't have done it. Now, Chewy, if you were one of the contestants, just tell us, would you have played the game?
Absolutely. If you really know me, you know I'm an exhibitionist and I love being naked. I hate clothing.
Chewy, if you got all of these men running at you and then they got to fly into you, do you want that?
Yes.
Oh, shut up, Gary.
I'm a big dude. I got a big body, but I'm quick on my feet. I'm really quick on my feet, and I can dodge them. I'll be good. Trust me.
Ooh. What Hollywood A-lister almost starred in The Notebook? We're going to tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. And now, Heidi and Frank. Yo, I'm so excited, Chewy.
Hey.
Heidi and Frank are joining the party.
What's up, Chewy?
Yes.
Now the party can start.
Sherry. So George Clooney just revealed that he almost starred in one of the best romantic movies of all time.
Notebook.
I'm talking about Chewie's and Heidi's favorite, The Notebook.
It's the best movie.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, let me tell you, it almost happened. He recently said that he met with the late Paul Newman, who would have played the older version of the main character.
Wow.
Which would have been played by George. So it had been an older version of George.
Okay.
So then George got excited about the idea, went back and started watching some old classic movies with Paul Newman. Then he got cold feet. He said, he's one of the handsomest guys you've ever seen. We met up again, and I said, I can't play you. I don't look anything like you. This is insane. We just wanted to do it because we wanted to work together, but it ended up being not the right thing for us to do. Well, the roles ultimately went to Ryan Gosling and James Garner.
Here's where I got the perfect solve for this. Paul Newman was light-haired and light-eyed. Ryan Gosling is light-haired and light-eyed.
Right.
Paul Newman should have played the older Ryan Gosling and had George Clooney played him. Then James Garner looks like an older version of George Clooney.
Yes,
that would have been perfect. They just messed it up. Like, that would have been perfect casting, so I don't know why they didn't see that at the
but
time.
But, Heidi, I can't see anybody but James Garner. I remember it so well.
I know.
It's like, I'm okay with George Clooney that he didn't do it because I loved Ryan Gosling. I can't picture... Not one person other than Ryan doing it.
I've never seen The Notebook.
It's so good. You're going to cry. I know Frank's going to cry.
Well, if you don't, you're just dead inside. You might as well die. Like, legitimately die.
If I don't cry, I should just die.
You're dead inside.
Okay, everybody. It is time for... What the hair? Our segment, What the Hair, because this gives us a chance to look at new funky hairstyles that celebrities are wearing. So today, guys, we're going to take a look at Aisha Curry's new do. She posted a boomerang video on social media showing off an entire head of blonde hair. Now, a lot of fans love the new look, but some fans hated the hair, and they are slamming Aisha for looking like a white woman. But now, you know her husband. You know Steph loves his wife. He always has her back, so he commented on her post and said, "You beautiful baby, and don't let anybody tell you differently, okay? I mean it. P.S. If the wig falls off, I won't tell anybody. Wait, that's been you in this bed the whole time? I ain't even know. I'm tripping. I love Steph Curry."
She looks like a completely different person, though, with the blonde wig on.
I would have never known that was her.
I would have no. I was like, who's that?
Didn't that happen to you once where your wife put on a wig to look different and you couldn't perform?
Oh, yeah, she did. She put on a red wig one night, and we were doing some stuff where I couldn't see her face, and I could see the wig, obviously.
You know, the thing.
What happened?
I was like,
what?
I stopped, and I said, honey, you got to take that wig off. I can't see degrading an innocent redheaded woman like this. I'm going to see you and degrade you like this.
Oh, what a great guy.
Okay, everyone, Atlanta has a great deal for you. Check this out.
Okay, listen, do you have flyaway eyebrow hair or maybe some extra peach fuzz? Or even if you need some help with your bikini line, Gary, this is what you need in your life.
Ooh.
It's the two-pack Pop Sonic Precision Hair Trimmers with guard attachment. Now, this trimmer is gentle on the skin and good for sensitive skin. All your unwanted hair will be gone. Just turn it on and glide the blades over the surface of your skin.
You know what? I know a couple people who could use this, Gary. Mm-mm-mm. You might be one of them, but this can get rid of those stubborn nose hairs and the hairs in your ear as well. It's a total lifesaver.
And it's gonna help, honey, the girls and some boys, baby, keep their eyebrows together because, honey, the guard, it helps so they don't accidentally cut off too much.
Now, Hair Crack, we gotta know, how much is it?
Well, Brad, usually this can run as high as $60, but for the Dish Nation crew, it's only $15 for two. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Now, up next, I dish with Mark Sanchez about his time as the baby alien on The Masked Singer. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, I have the artist with us, formerly known as the baby alien, the one, the only, Mark Sanchez. What's up, Mark?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me, bro.
Yo, thank you so much for pulling up on us. It looked like you was having an amazing time on the bad man. How fun was that for you?
It truly was a blast. You know, this multi-layered onion, this three-headed monster that I was dealing with, but it was really, really fun.
Like, prior to being asked to do the show, were you a fan of it?
Yes, I'd seen it before. I'd seen other players on it. I was actually supposed to do season 3, and it just didn't work out logistics and timing-wise. But they circled back for season 4, and they said, you know, we got these, you know, different costumes this year and this season, so you might be interested in this puppet costume. And I was like, puppet costume? Okay, like, explain. And they sold it hard.
So what was running through your mind when you first get the call, you know, to do sing?
I was definitely nervous. It felt a lot better than when they asked about Dancing with the Stars, because I'm not the best dancer. But it was challenging. I had to practice with this weighted backpack. I would run up and down my stairs. The vocal coach told me to do that, so I'm winded when I start practicing the song instead of just sitting down in a chair and belting out a tune. It just wouldn't simulate the atmosphere. And to be totally honest, is very similar, if not exactly the same, as the nerves you get playing football. And so for the first performance, you hear these clicks in your ear, right, with your earpiece and the instrumentals that are about to come on. There's these four clicks, and by the third click, my heart kind of sank before the first one started, and I was like, oh my God, this is for real.
You had the judges thrown with that British accent. Were you working on other accents before you decided to land on that one?
And I was messing around with the Southern accent, like, hey, y'all, and they're like, you know, that's all right. And then I did this Borat accent, and they were just like, oh my God, yes, please do that.
Well, like, you know, you did really well at a Masked Singer. Like, you know, you did great in the NFL. If you had to pick one or the other to go back to for one last hurrah, which one would you rock with?
Wow. I mean, football is my first love, but dang, that's tough. I'd like to go give another performance, bro. I can't lie. That was really fun. I told you, you get that rush, and it was incredible being on stage and performing like that.
Now, if you could tag anybody in from the NFL to be on The Masked Singer, who would you tag in?
Ooh, gosh. You know who actually can sing pretty well is Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback.
Really?
He's got some pipes, bro. He loves karaoke, too. He'd be perfect for the show.
If you could strike the worst football play ever from your record or the worst Masked Singer performance from your record, which one would you strike off?
I don't remember any bad plays from playing football. That's crazy. Mm.
Okay.
Nope. Can't think of any.
None? But.
But. No. Still no.
Man, continue success on all you're doing and everything you got going on. And much love to you and your family. And be sure you check out the next episode of The Masked Singer on Fox. And your favorite celebrity just might be under the mask. You never know, man. Shout out to you, Mark, one time.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you so much for having me.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Well, looks like rapper Young Dolph is in hot water, y'all. Check this out. Oh. According to reports, Dolph is being accused of ruining the career of former friend and Army National Guard Sergeant Akeisha Norris. She claims Dolph got her kicked out of the military after he posted a video that she shot of her in 2018. She was twerking in her uniform to his song while she was on active duty in Kuwait. Take a look.
I've been in the Bentley smoking moon, hey, pocket full of motherfucking blue, guap, half an ounce in my Gucci too.
This is a great video.
That's a great video. Yeah,
twerking and Hummers, two of my favorite things.
Now, when she posted the video, it didn't go viral, but then Dolph reposted it, which ultimately went viral and landed her in front of her superiors in the National Guard.
And this is the thing we talk about all the time, Chewy. You gotta watch what you're posting because you don't know who's gonna see it. If this woman tagged Young Dolph and he found it, no, he's not wrong for posting the video. Some stuff has gotta stay in our private stash.
As far as twerking ruining someone's career, I know that Heidi, you twerked here on Dish. It was the big talk around Hollywood. How did that change your career?
I have not been hired for anything. Obviously, I'm still here.
This is why we got to stay in our lane, Heidi.
I know that you, Sherry, were on Dancing with the Stars. Can you show us your twerk moves? There's no chance of you getting fired. Show us that twerk move of yours.
With all of this pandemic weight gain, Dish Nation would suspend me if I started twerking. Right now. You only see the desk right here, but if I got up, they'd be like, who did we hire?
I thought you were sitting on a couch.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.